From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Media reports suggest U.S. President Donald Trump, within the next several weeks, could name Central Intelligence Agency Director Mike Pompeo to replace Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Several U.S. news outlets reported that the shakeup of Trump's top national security has been under consideration for some time now, although it was not clear that Trump has made a decision. The White House downplayed the reports of Tillerson's departure. North Korea released video Thursday of leader Kim Jong-un observing the launch of the regime's new intercontinental ballistic missile. The Hwasong-15 blasted off Wednesday morning from a test facility north of the capital, Pyongyang. The new missile reached an altitude of 4,500 kilometers, more than 10 times higher than the orbit of the International Space Station, and traveled about 1,000 kilometers before splashing down into Japan's exclusive economic zone east of the Korean Peninsula. Kim Jong-un declared the launch a success, boasting the regime has finally realized the great historic cause of completing the state nuclear force. Scientists say the Hwasong-15 missile has enough range to strike the continental United States, but says such a missile would be unable to carry a nuclear warhead because it would be too heavy. British Prime Minister Theresa May said Thursday U.S. President Donald Trump was wrong to retweet anti-Muslim videos from a far-right British group of ultra-nationalists that she described as hateful. May was echoing her spokesman's comments Wednesday in the hours after Trump posted three unverified videos. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is in Bangladesh after a four-day visit to Myanmar, a trip marked by his refusal to publicly address the Muslim Rohingya refugee crisis. Francis is expected to visit some of the hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims who fled there from Myanmar to escape the abuses at the hands of Myanmar soldiers. Earlier Thursday, the pontiff celebrated Mass in Myanmar's largest city, urging worshippers in Yangon to embrace being helpful to one another. A senior UN official warns many of the hundreds of critically wounded and ill people trapped in the besieged Syrian area of East Ghouta, a suburb of the capital Damascus, could die without urgent medical treatment. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, says the United Nations has been waiting for 2 months for the Syrian government to give the green light to an emergency medical evacuation from East Ghouta. Over that time, he says the list of serious cases requiring urgent treatment has grown to 500.
Not a single of these that we have been able to evacuate over those 2 months. Not a single one.
About 440,000 civilians are trapped in East Ghouta, which has been under siege by the government of Bashar al-Assad since 2013. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S.-led coalition targeting the Islamic State group in Syria and Iraq said Thursday its airstrikes have killed 801 civilians since late 2014. The figures came in the coalition's latest monthly statement about its investigations into reports of possible civilian casualties resulting from the strikes. In October, the coalition says it investigated 64 such reports, of which 5 were deemed credible and resulted in 15 deaths. Another 695 reports were still open. U.S. House of Representatives Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi called on her colleague John Conyers, the longest-serving member of Congress, to resign over allegations of sexual harassment. House Speaker Paul Ryan also called on Representative Conyers to resign immediately Thursday. Hours earlier, Conyers' friend and political consultant Sam Riddle said he had been admitted to a hospital in Detroit without providing further details. Germany, Europe's most robust economy, said Thursday that its unemployment rate fell to 5.3% in November, the lowest figure since West and East Germany were unified in 1990. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.